feeling. Yeah, I'm feeling crappy too. I'm so sorry I got you sick. Here. I made you some tea. Made some for me too. Still some honey on the spoon. Fuck. Oh, I really didn't mean to do that. I wish I'd known I was contagious, but well, at least we're sick together, you know? We can quarantine together, and since I got sick first, I'm starting to feel a little bit better, and so I can take care of you while you go through the worst of it. You poor thing. Here. Just sit up, okay? Just sip your tea. I made it special, you know? It's with the honey, so it can, you know, help soothe your throat. And then some lemon to help boost your immune system. And, well, you know me, there has to be that little extra kick. So I put some ginger brandy in it. And, well, that's to help you be sleepy so that you can get some rest. And, yeah. What do you think? You like it? baby. Oh, fuck. You know, we've been roommates for so long. And, like, we're just the best of friends. I know it's ridiculous, but at least we're together for this. And maybe it's, like, my weakened state of mind or whatever from dealing with this, and you have been so fucking awesome taking care of me. I don't know. I'm really starting to feel a certain way about you. And no, I just want you to know I really appreciate you. I think you're awesome, and I'm so, so sorry that I got you sick. So, I see the way you look at me. Well, maybe not right now. Right now I'm kind of just like gross, right? Like, oh, my hair is a mess, and I couldn't even really bother to put on proper clothes today. I just have this t-shirt and panties and a robe and Oh, yeah, I look comfy, do I? You do too. But yeah. You are so sweet. Well, other than just the tea, I wanted to make it up to you for getting you sick, you know? What a silly time to start this, but honestly, after seeing the way you've taken care of me and these very strong feelings I have about taking care of you, well, I'd really like to try something a little more intimate tonight. I mean, it's gonna suck either way, right? And, like, we have boxes of tissues for days now. But you know, it's up to you what you want to do. Because, like, I know yesterday I had no energy. So if you have no energy, that's okay. Like, I still want to be here for you physically and intimately. And we can just, like, cuddle. And I can stroke your hair, and we could watch a movie or something together. Just you and me. We can just touch. And when you get really hot and fevered, I can take ice cubes and run them all over you. And if you get cold and shivery, I can really help to keep you warm. And so, it's up to you. Because if that's all you have the energy for, I'm all for it. I just want to be here for you right now. But if, like, you think you can summon just a tiny bit more energy, I thought of a way we can be intimate that doesn't really take a lot of effort, but can still be really fun. Yeah. It's up to you. What do you want to do? Do you just want to cuddle? Or do you want to be a little more intimate?